Yasher Koach Shmuel. Good morning, everybody. So we begin Orach Chaim Siman Kuf Nun Vav in the Orach HaShulchan. Usually I summarize outside, but here the language is so beautiful that with your permission, I wanted to just read very briefly inside. This is, of course, after davening and after, as we spoke about yesterday, learning, being Koveya Itim LaTorah. So the Orach HaShulchan says the following, and I think it's a very resonant message for today's day and age. We're in the large sectors of people that we love very much and people that are very much part of Achenu B'nai Yisrael. This value has come under attack, and that is the value of industrious labor. People should have a job. They should go to work after shul and after learning. That when people are faced with financial distress, they're not going to be able to keep Torah properly. And a person who has a profession, it's a wonderful thing. That you have to teach your child a profession. And that today means giving them an education or an apprenticeship, a way for them to earn, again, a proper living wage. As the Gemara says there, if you don't teach your child a way of earning a living, it's as if you taught them to steal. It's not new. In the days of the Orach HaShulchan, he says there are people who derided this. Lomar sheumnus hu davar shel bizayon. And they said, oh, it's a disgrace that somebody should be in work. Everybody needs to be in kolel. And the Orach HaShulchan says, what a terrible thing. That's against our Masorah. Hare kama tanayim b'amorayim shayu balei melachos. V'isa b'medrash rabba. Chaviva hamilachom is chos avos. How great work is, it's even greater than chos avos. It's chos avos yitzila mamon. U'melacha yitzila nefashos. We know that doing work in an honest way saved Yaakov, saved his family. Shenemar lulei elokei avi Avraham, ki ata rekam shlachtani esani, v'yasigia chapai ro elokim v'yochach amesh. That Yaakov says to Lavan that the zechus that saved me was not zechus avos, but it was the fact that I had the zechus of being an honest laborer. Kolomar, shelo harago Lavan Yaakov befigobo, u'mayla gedola hi l'mishem isparnes imaisi yadav, shenemar yigia kapecha kisochel, Ashrecha v'tovlach, Ashrecha b'lamazeh v'tovlach le'olam haba shekulotov. So of course a person should work. And that means that a person has to be, as we say, koveya itim l'torah, v'agisa b'yomam v'alayla, set aside time like we're doing right now to learn during the morning. If you could do a little bit more, that's wonderful. You set aside a little bit of time to learn at night. With the entire theory that everybody's meant to be just learning all day, that is not the optimal method for this world. You can have specific individuals who are very geared to that. The community should certainly support those individuals. But we're talking about the rare case and not the norm.